USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Between 8,000 and 12,000 shipping containers carrying medical supplies to various parts of the United States are on delay of up to 37 days due to ongoing transportation congestion. That's according to new data from the Health Industry Distributors Association. They say medical supplies that arrived at a U.S. port on Christmas Day won't be delivered to hospitals until February 2022. A House Democrat slammed Vice President Kamala Harris as uninterested and uncooperative on the border crisis. Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas, whose district covers nearly 200 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border, told the New York Times he has been disappointed by his interactions with Harris, who was tasked by President Biden with addressing the migrant border crisis. Vice President Harris on CBS News Sunday defends her actions.
I'm Vice President of the United States. Anything that I handle is because it's a tough issue, and it couldn't be handled at some other level.
USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.